CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, I'm Shanalee Marie. Ottawa has created a new youth council for agriculture. The group will advise government on decisions for Canada's food sector during biannual meetings. Applications are now open at agr.gc.ca/youth. In other news, money problems drove board members to close NDG's co-op La Maison Verte. Maya Locke-Adabom has the story.
NDG's co-op La Maison Verte is closing after 22 years due to ongoing financial struggles. Co-op members voted to close a zero-waste food store at a general assembly last week. Sheena Swirls is one of the board members, and she says the store has now accumulated over $100,000 in debt.
After many years trying a lot of different funding options, from crowdfunding to loans, to trying different types of sales techniques, to most recently the sale of the building in the spring, you know, it's struggled to cover its financial operational costs.
The co-op is a community staple in NDG. It hosts art exhibits and documentary film screenings, among other things. And Swirls is hopeful a store similar to the co-op will set up shop.
The NDG community I found to be very passionate, community-oriented, and wanting those type of things, you know, and starting up lots of projects all the time. So I think it's very likely to see a group come together or a few individuals and create a new rendition of this, like a phoenix from the ashes.
Maison La Coop Velt will be hosting a fundraiser next Friday to help pay off their debt. Maya Locke-Adabom for CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal.
To hear about the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
All right, welcome to the Go Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. And it is January 24th, and it's been a confluence of many forces merging together for what I would consider a pretty stellar day. Most notably, we've got Sean and Max here from Uburu to join us in the studio, and we always welcome more life forms in this room with us. And we're going to talk about Uburu's new album. We're going to talk about Tavern Tour and a whole bunch of stuff. New Red Mass album was released with little to no fanfare surrounding it, which is all, you know, just slipped in there, and it is a force to be reckoned with. New Black Lips music. There's a lot of like show announcements coming up in the next couple of months. Mathilde was announced at Lascaux Griff, and you and I, of course, saw her like bring an empty house down at Quai des Brumes. When was that? Last May?
Yeah.
So hopefully this is going to be a show with, you know, a room full of people.
And, I'm so excited.
So good times are afoot, folks. But let's get into it. Here's some new music by the Black Lips. This is Georgia. And I don't know. You tell me. This sounds like Jeff Clark on vocals.
All right, I'll tell you.
Thank you. to follow, just like she's blind. Everything that I've borrowed turns out I've stolen, and everywhere I thought I stood turns out I've fallen, and every road leads down to Georgia. I long to find her. Make the town of Atlanta deep inside. It's my obsession deep inside. It's a collection. I want to find her. Deep down in Georgia, I want to find her. Deep down in Georgia, I want to find her. Deep down in Georgia, I want to find her. Deep down in Georgia.
Is anybody there?
Jack, 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 Jack. Jack Parsons walked on Mars, hiding in plain sight of a drunken journey in the bad moon glow. Jack Parsons, well hung by a dipso limey in the Pasadena moon. We got Al Ron in the OTO. Can you tell your wife to take off her clothes? We'll have a fumble in the hedgerow, baby. You see, rocket fuel makes me horny. Terra firma kinda bores me. I wanna be up there with the angels. I wanna fall back down to earth with the angels. Jack Parsons went to the stars on a firework. He's walked on Mars and he let go. But I can talk to God, or a two-headed dog from Babylon, or elsewhere. Oh, Wu Hung was a Chinaman with a rocket's flare, a red glare flare. He went up to the clouds, he didn't come down from there. Jack Parsons went to the stars on a firework and a prayer. Jack Parsons walked on Mars. He met God up there. Hey baby, come out tonight and walk with me to the light. Hey baby, come out tonight to the great working in the sky. From the sky.
You're talking now, it may not now, after you've said that, but you want to, when you want it to, straight away.
Hmm. what about the voices? They sometimes say things and make answers. Is that the voice now?
Yeah.
Is anybody there? How many voices are there?
Daddy Dick. And Uganda. And Stuart.
There's a tumble in your bed, Sid Rowe. The smell of fear as you go clear. Your bed is shaking, someone's moving the cupboard. I put it down to Captain Hubbard. Your middle child is screaming. She's either possessed or she's dreaming. She wants to be up there with the angels. She wants to fall back down to earth with the angels. That person's walked on Mars with a fire on her. Since walked on Mars, he met God up there. Jack Parsons went to the stars for a firework. Jack Parsons walked on Mars, he met God up there. Jack Parsons walked on Mars. Jack Parsons walked on Mars. Jack Parsons.
Attention rockers, psychedelinauts, punk freaks, and guitar geeks. This is a public service announcement from Zachary Slacks to notify you that Slacks Tracks is now at a new time, Mondays at 6 p.m. Allow me to roll the many-sided die of your mind with rock that gets weird and wild. Slacks Tracks, Mondays at 6 p.m. on
CJLO.
Come on!
Pearling, cast-on, toxic masculinity, astrology, bind-off, yarn forward. What do all of these terms have in common? They'll all be said during CJLO's Stitchin' Bitch on February 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Archive, located in EV Building 5775. Be sure to bring your crafty projects and your hot topics. That's the CJLO Stitchin' Bitch on February 6th. See you there.
All right, welcome back to the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. And that last track we heard was Uburu. We have Max and Sean from Uburu in the studio with us right now. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
And just quickly, before that, we heard Red Mass, brand new track from their excellent album, A Hopeless Noise. We heard Young Lovers, which features Jared Gumaire on vocals there. And before that, we heard Wolf Parade with a track called, what was that track called, Paul? The Static Age, and that's from their brand new album just released today. Jack Parsons, a track I've been looking forward to getting my hands on last couple of weeks, by Luke Haynes, formerly of the High Llamas, if you were into sort of British psychedelia indie back in the 90s. And Peter Buck, they're putting out a new album called Beat Poetry for Survival. So that's the first track. And then Georgia by the Black Lips, featuring former Montrealer and Demon's Claws frontman Jeff Clark. And what do you think? Is that Jeff on vocals on that track? It sounds like it.
I would think so.
Yeah. But an excellent album. I listened to it twice today, so put your ears on that one. And here we go. Boys, we've got a lot to talk about. So how about you just quickly introduce yourself?
I'm Max. I play drums with the band. Sometimes sing a bit of backing vocals.
I'm Sean. I play lead guitar, and I'm a pretty fun guy.
I was thinking about it today, and we talked about it briefly when you guys arrived. I think this is about your fourth or fifth time here at the station, maybe fourth time. But I'm pretty sure that every other time that you've been here, either before or after the show, we would kind of not grill you, but try and find out what's going on with Uburu. So we're very happy that it's now happening.
That's true, and I never had a clear answer for you guys.
but now there's a brand new album. It's in the can. It's coming out the 30th, which is that next Thursday?
Well, basically, it came out digitally on Friday, last Friday. And then, yeah, it's going to be first available like in vinyl format at our launch show.
And that's
Le Ministère with Paul Jacobs, which is a good friend of ours, and No Bro, which are also great friends of ours. And yeah, Le Ministère, it's going to be fun.
That's a great lineup.
Yeah, I'm really happy about it.
For a launch like this.
Yes.
All the stars have aligned.
Yeah.
So can we just talk before I want to talk about the show, but can we go back and just talk about the album? Because I remember one of the last times we talked about it, Sean, the band was getting back together to sort of go in and write and record, and then that was the last we heard of it. So take us back to how did this album come out come about? Because you guys are all very busy in many different bands. So what was it that brought you guys all back together?
Well, Sam's amazing new setup in the studio kind of did a big part of that. He was really excited to record it. Then when Joey gets like creative, it goes pretty fast. So he came up with tons of new songs, and then we planned a studio session, which was pretty cool because it was like our first time kind of like trying to play all together as we record, even though we did use some overdubs and a bit of digital technology was mostly done to tape and more analog kind of approach. So that's what got us really excited to record and do a new album.
Yeah, throughout the album, the sound, I don't know how else to say it, but now that you said that a lot of it was put down on tape, there's a deepness to it that is like tangible. So did the digital, I guess, like overdubs or whatever you call the flourishes.
But it was I don't want to get too technical, but you don't always do this. Like some music don't need it, but you do a pre-mastering often enough, or some other people call it a mix down. So that was to tape as well. So even though we went through the box, if you will, for a little while down there to make sure we had all the arrangements we wanted, it went back to tape before going to mastering anyways. And it was mastered like with analog equipment, and it was always meant to be on a vinyl. So even the digital track, I find I have that kind of warmth and deepness, like you said. Yeah. Very happy about the sound of it. It's like super thrilled.
Now, you were saying that there's sort of a flush or a flourish of activity once it was announced that you guys were going to get together and do this. So were all the songs written over the same period? Because there is a sort of, not to like use a cliche expression, but they gel nice together. There's a cohesiveness about the album that would lead one to think that it was all sort of made at once.
Well, it's mostly because of the way it was recorded, I think, because there's songs that like are literally songs from a band me and Joey had before, or songs that we wrote with Sean when we first started playing like 6 years ago. And it's just like they didn't make it on an EP, on the previous EP, because we didn't see them on that EP. We always thought about another album after we released the EP. We just needed like more time than most bands to make it happen, because that's, you know, we didn't want to rush it. We just wanted it to be exactly the way we envisioned it.
So we were playing a lot of shows in that time too, yeah. And jamming a lot, and we were rehearsing the songs together and like really figuring out all the parts together. And then when we went into the studio, like I remember it was like 3 days, I think we were all together in the big room, and like the first night we were super excited, everything's all set up, and I think we partied a little too much and like nothing got done. And then there's no keepers. The next day was a little bit better, but I think it was the last day, I think it was a Sunday, when we were all just like tired and miserable, and we just nailed it. We just like went through all the songs, and I think that was like, there's something about that where we're like, hey, let's just do this, you know, where we were all calm and like went through all the songs pretty well.
And so you were saying that this was something that you wanted to, you knew that Uburu wasn't done after the EP, right? You always intended to come back?
Most of the songs we would play live, even when the EP came out, were not released anyways. So we would like, I'd do an half and half show usually, like of like the EP and some of their songs. And even at a certain point, the EP was out for about a year and a half. And like, you know, we were in Europe and we were almost only playing songs that were going to appear on a further down the line release, you know? So,
All right. Well, there's a lot of that we want to talk about, but we also want to hear some of the album. So is there a song you guys want to throw in right now? And we'll let the good people at home have a listen.
Sean?
Well, let's go with Stone Men.
Excellent. That's the one we played last week. Here we go. This is Stone Men by Uburu on the Go-Go Radio Magic Show. We'll be right back.
There's something wrong with you. Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3. And start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, February 29th at the Palais des Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. Expo opens at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch the feature seminar. For more information, check out our website, studyandgoabroad.com.
All right, we are back, and that was two tracks from the brand new self-titled Uburu album, and that was Hard Love and Stone Men. And if you're just joining us, we've got Sean and Max from Uburu in studio with us. So before we go any further, I think we should mention who's not here from Uburu. Can you just tell us who fills out the lineup?
So we got Vic on bass, we got Joey on lead vocals, and we got Sam on guitar and sometimes keyboards, but not for live shows anymore because the keyboard's broken. But yeah, so that's the other three. Couldn't be here with us today, but
a lot of things are broken, actually.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
It's gotta be fine for the launch, but I mean,
And Sam is also where you. It was his studio where you recorded the album, and you mentioned it earlier. But can we just sort of talk a little bit about the studio, because it is it's quite a
It's Gamma Recording Studios. It's in the Latrec complex, basically, which is just north of the plateau, somewhat like you could say Old Rosemont. And him and Fred Couture from the band Sons of Arrakis have this super nice studio. And they're both producers and engineers, and they record tons of heavy sounding cool music. Other notable albums that we're recording there: the Chose Sauvage latest album was recorded there. The new Corridor album was also recorded there, and they keep like recording amazing stuff down there. So if you are looking for a vintage sounding studio on the island, it's a great place to go.
I don't know if this was discussed while I was out of the room, but I don't think it was discussed on air. I've always wanted to know, and I'm just going to throw that out. Where does Uburu come from?
It's just a made-up
It's how you name. Say hello in outer space.
Oh, yeah. That's what we used to
say. Okay. I didn't know if there was like a... If it's
well, that was the joke back in the day, but...
I was abducted by aliens once, and they told me this.
I have to tell you, it's a joy. Whenever I find myself writing it, it's one of those words that's a joy to write, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, go.
It's funny how often
there's a rhythm to it. Yeah,
it's
always spelled wrong. Like whenever we're playing out of town or somewhere different, there's always a U missing or two U's missing, or it's like shortened. And you know, it's a lot of letters to write down.
Are there any plans now that this album is going to be released to take it beyond city limits here?
Of course. The thing is, though, that like we have like a little scheme that we're working on, and they, you know, like by because I respect a lot of those promoters everywhere. I'm not going to leak any information, but yeah, there's going to be some fun shows like all through the summer, and we're like even like considering like maybe going back to Europe or other places. But again, you don't want to jinx it, so you know we'll announce a lot like but. You know, I guess, how do you say it? Like one show at a time, probably not like a big poster with like a ridiculous tour, but there's quite a bit coming up.
Well, here's a bit of a logistical question. Just after you know, letting in that like perhaps there will be some activity for this band in the near future. Now you guys are you've both been on the show for other projects and other bands. So when something like this happens and your project Uburu releases a new album and then you start planning ahead for touring and stuff, given the fact that you guys have your hands in so many pies, and we're going to get to like more of what you do outside of the music later, but how does the hierarchy go? Is it like a first come, first serve? If this band is active, then...
Well, I mean... obviously,
because I imagine for you guys it could be a bit of a conflict a lot of the time, just like to
practice.
Well, I mean,
we chose to release the album right now because it made a lot of sense, like in terms of schedules and stuff. But I don't totally understand the question. Like, it's super fair and legit. Yeah, there's a bit of a first come first serve. You know, like I don't think we want as a band to be like creating like drama, you know, in our little community.
Right. So all the other projects that you guys have a hands in, those are like well accepted within the friends in Uberu.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, jealousy is like.
Well, no, not so much
feeling,
jealousy,
so.
But if Uberu wants to play a show, but you know, Les Breastfeeders are somewhere playing, or you know, Palmetto or Sick Feelings are playing.
Yeah.
I mean, it will work around it, you know, like,
somehow
I don't think
that's worked out as far.
Yeah.
Ian's just trying to stir up trouble for you guys.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more of a testament of someone who's never had a part in that process, so I'm completely naive about it.
I mean, like, organizing a band schedule is one of the worst jobs you can do. but I mean, once everybody's on the same page, then you know that, yeah, like it's going to be fun and you get out there and you play music, or you record another album, or you join some fine folks at a radio show, you know?
But I do get the feeling that the Montreal music scene that you guys and all your various bands are a part of is a very understanding and loving sort of community. So
yeah,
definitely
all bands have shared the stage together somewhat, or like by 2 degrees or somewhat, you know, so it's like, yeah, and we all had like at least like one drink at Esco on the same night, or like saw a crazy good gig at Casa del Popolo on the same night. So everybody kind of likes and enjoys the scene the way it is now, and I don't think I don't think like playing in multiple bands is gonna like necessarily like affect that. Hopefully it will not.
I am always impressed at seeing both of you guys in your various bands, because there are quite a few style differences, but you don't seem to miss a beat when you're on stage with Uburu and then you're playing bass with Palmetto, or you know, it's like you can just kind of take on one uniform and then put on the other one.
It's like being an actor. No.
Yeah, it really is. I do want to get to the show that's happening on Thursday. So this is what's the venue? It's a
Le Ministère. It's basically it's somewhat the QG for Tavern Tour, like the last few years, and it's like it's a nice, super nice venue, super modern, like sounding great, great like great vibe. Also, once you like bring in the psych elements. And yeah, it's super cool.
And it's just past Mount Royal on Saint Laurent, right?
Yep.
Just above
it's an old
the
bank, so you can't really miss it. Yeah.
And then, as you said earlier, so it's Paul Jacobs, No Bro, and you guys.
DJ Yuki also from multiple bands also, but she's in Jésus les Filles, and she's also in Hidalgo, and they have a new project called Yocto. She's a very talented musician and an incredible DJ.
All right. So now, for anyone who's listening to this right now, what can they expect at an Uburu show? If you had to give it a couple of words to sort of try and describe it, what words would you use?
A lot of BO. a chill vibe, but there's times when the energy gets up, and you know, there could be a little bit of moshing, the occasional crowd surfing, but the vibe is pretty steady, and like, you know, I think we kind of touch on the sort of droney, spacier stuff, and then also like we'll go faster and rock a bit harder sometimes. So, kind of a variation of energy a bit.
My recollection of the show that you guys played not too far back, we were talking about it off air. Was that like 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
I was in September, so it's been a while.
Okay, September. Just like a great atmosphere that night. Like Lesko was packed. Everyone was like hungry for the music. It was, you know, a great lineup. And my recollection was that it was kind of like musical amphetamine. Like there was a darkness or a grit in the air. And then I looked over to my left, and I had just mentioned this to you guys, and there was a grandmother, a silver haired like grandmother with a walker. And to me, it was just the most absurd contrast. So I think that's what you want to expect at an Uburu show, is the unexpected.
Yeah, we do well with the old crowd, I find. I find after shows we get like you know, the grandfathers and grandmothers all over us. So.
Yeah, we got comments like, that's a very nice guitar you're playing. And yeah.
Our groupies are all grandmas.
Well, they've already lost their hearing, so for them it's like just penetrating at the right level.
And their vision, so they don't have to look at us. It's perfect.
All right. Well, we do want to keep playing tracks from the album, if that's all right with you. So give me a song title, and we'll jump back in with another track from the album.
I personally want to hear, like, Sacred Mountains, because it's later in the album. So I guess, you know, yeah, let's go with a later track.
All right, here we go. This is Sacred Mountains. You're tuned into the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. We've got Uburu in with us, and this is from their brand new self-titled album.
Go! What is up, Concordia? I hope you had a wonderful week. It is Danny Gold here with your community calendar for the week of January 20th to January 26th, and it begins now. Scared of cold and flu season? Did you forget to have your flu shot redone? Have no fear, because Concordia Health Services, in response to the high demand for the flu shot, has added a late season flu shot clinic on January 23rd that is going to be going on in the EV atrium. Call extension 3565 to reserve your dose. The health professionals at Concordia University Health Services recommend that everyone get their flu shot every year, and getting the flu shot will reduce your chance of getting the flu and spreading it to others. If you catch the flu, being vaccinated can help make your illness less severe. So if you're feeling under the weather or scared that you'll get the flu, call health services and get a dose on January 23rd in the EV atrium. Get ready to lace up for this one, folks, because I'm pretty excited to share what Montreal has in store this week. This Saturday, January 25th, from 2 to 4 p.m., the St. Andrew Society will be holding its 5th annual Great Canadian Kilt Skate, and they invite everyone to dress in kilts, tartans, and other Scottish gear to celebrate their Scottishness in a very Canadian way. On ice. That's right, folks. Bring all your Scottish gear and come join in the fantastic Montreal tradition. It'll be taking place at Patty Noir Atrium, Lay 1000, and there'll be free admission to the first 25 skaters in a tartan. But remember, there is online registration. Admission is $8.50 and skate rental is $7. Hope to see you there. Finally, per usual, I have a concert. Come see Cazador.